Hey, Alan.
Hey, Griff. I'm tired. Sore.
It was a long week.
Emotional. Yeah, it was such a great week.
You partied hard on Thursday night.
Yeah, there's photographic evidence.
There's video evidence.
Trending online.
I've seen it.
Don't tell anybody.
Anyway, I'm glad we're back home. It was fun, but now it's back to the grindstone. Mm-hmm. We're in our new studio here. What do you think?
I love it.
We were in a closet, now we're in a walk-in closet. It's only twice as big as the old studio.
We have a window. So we can see.
We can see the video.
See other things. We can see into another room. It's an improvement.
Big improvement, I think. I hope our audience picks up on that.
Yeah. I hope they can sense.
All three of them.
Sense the window. Right. Maybe we'll post some photos online.
Yeah, let's do that. Take some photos.
Okay.
I cleaned up everything, had the carpet shampooed.
You've been busy. I'm Alan.
I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, grow, and manage a business on eBay. And this is episode 52. So, Alan, what's on tap for this week?
We captured so much choice content from eBay sellers at eBay Open this year that we've created a new segment called Better Know an eBay Seller. We'll be highlighting these seller interviews in a special segment over the next few months, or at least until we run out of interviews.
All the sellers we interviewed at our booth at eBay Open, they were excellent, and we can't wait to share all their stories with you.
I listened to last week's spot with William and Wendy Fortin.
Weren't they amazing? They built a multi-million dollar business from scratch on eBay in just a few years.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3 or 4 years.
Right, yeah. So impressive. Really great. Just goes to show that dedication and hard work can really pay off. And we have more awesome stories to share. For example, on this episode's Better Known eBay Seller, we'll speak to Makai Jordan and Sean Newell, two representatives from this year's Shine Grand Prize Award winner, More Than Words.
Yeah, More Than Words is a charitable company, Alan, that sells books. And their mission is really awe-inspiring. It made me want to donate my entire library to them.
Well, you're a very generous man, Griff.
Well, mostly practical. I need to clear my shelves. You can't bring a lot of stuff with you when you move to a nursing home.
Oh, please, not this again. You have lots of years ahead of you.
Perhaps, but I'd like to be prepared and not caught off guard when I hear, "Hey, your van's here, Grandpa. Time to ship off to your new home."
No, stop that. We'll also hear from eBay CEO Devin Wenig. Griff, you interviewed him at eBay Open.
It's always a pleasure talking with Devin. He's such a delight to interview, and he's a really positive person. He shared a lot about what we've been doing this year and his vision for eBay's future.
And we have some really great questions that were sent to us in the last week, which we'll do our best to answer.
Well, that's a lot of tape to consume, Alan. We better get started.
You got it. Cue the segue music into the buzz.
And here we are on the other side of the musical segue.
Oh.
Are you okay, Alan?
I think I have an eBay Open hangover.
You know, I warned you several times about the dangers of overindulgence before we left, but do you ever listen to me? No.
No, I know. But it was worth it. The entire event really was epic.
Yeah, I have to agree. It was a really standout event. You know, in fact, I believe, if I may say so myself, it was the best eBay Open ever.
Agreed. The whole community team was there. We asked attendees to post in the community to win some swag.
You know, Devin Wenig's keynote address was live streamed in the community with an overview of the big announcements.
Yeah, we really tried to bring a small slice of eBay Open to folks on our community boards who couldn't make it to Vegas for whatever reason. So glad that we were able to do that. So at Open, I led a community team pop-up featuring eBay seller Patty Whitlock. So what we talked about was the community platform, all its features and programs, and then we answered some questions. And then Patty talked about what a great resource the community is for sellers and why sellers should visit and join. The community team also supported social media workshops, a managed payment workshop, top seller summit, executive Q&A, and then we hosted and worked with several sellers who participated in workshops and one-on-ones with execs. It really was such a great week. In the community last week, there were questions about feedback removal. Buyers expressed that when feedback is removed as a form of seller protection, they feel it invalidates the feedback system. Sellers countered that this is one of the protections they have and it incentivizes offering free returns, which is to a buyer's benefit. Buyers reiterated that they feel less represented when their feedback is removed, and while they feel seller protection is important, it shouldn't come at the cost of their voice. So the community team provided resources for feedback policy and clarification where needed.
Brian Burke last week had an excellent point about feedback, which many of our smaller sellers, they miss, I think.
Okay.
Which is, if you're truly a business person and a buyer leaves you a feedback that's critical of an aspect of your service, that's an important signal, he said. Because that's a customer telling you what they didn't like about the experience so that you can actually fix it and make sure it doesn't happen in the future.
But yeah, you'll see like lots of companies will actually, or when people start their own websites and then they realize that they don't have that component for buyers to give them feedback and they have to pay subscriptions or go to Yelp or go to some other service, whereas it's always been built into eBay.
Yeah, and I always viewed negative or neutral feedback as also an excellent opportunity for the seller to show what a professional seller they
exactly.
are to potential customers.
Exactly.
As I never tire of saying,
uh-huh.
buyers who search for feedback and look at the negatives and neutrals aren't necessarily looking at what the buyer said. They want to see how the seller responded.
Yeah.
And if the seller responds, you know, professionally and kindly, that's an indication to that buyer that, hey, this seller's legit. It's the sellers who respond angrily and say, well, you're just a terrible buyer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I don't report
it. Yeah, exactly. Me. Exactly. And that's a red flag and would make you move on to another seller.
Alan, I've seen a lot of recent news coverage on our announcement at eBay Open of managed delivery. And for more information on managed delivery, which is eBay's planned fulfillment service for sellers, you can go to seller news announcements at ebay.com/announcements, and you'll see all the details.
Then one of the most anticipated moments of eBay Open is the announcement of the Shine Awards for small business winners. Sponsored by Intuit QuickBooks, the Shine Awards celebrate sellers and entrepreneurs who pursue their dreams by founding businesses they believe in.
And like we planned, the eBay seller community this year voted to select the 2019 eBay Small Business of the Year out of the 8 aspiring candidates. And upon winning, the grand prize recipient has the opportunity to select a nonprofit organization supporting small business growth and inclusive entrepreneurship to receive a $10,000 cash donation from eBay.
As voted by the eBay community, eBay was proud to present the 2019 Small Business of the Year Award to Jody Rosenbaum of More Than Words. As the grand prize recipient, she chose to donate $10,000 to Sky's the Limit, an organization that helps underrepresented entrepreneurs build and grow their businesses.
I can't imagine a better way of paying it forward.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Alan, TerraPeak Access and Seller Hub is rolling out to sellers as we speak over the next few weeks, with access to 100% of eBay sellers in the U.S. by late August and to 100% of all eBay sellers across the globe by the end of September. It's great news.
Nice. I love TerraPeak.
Yeah.
Is that all the eBay Open news, Griff?
Oh, yeah. One more thing. Don't forget the You Are the Voice contest. Now, I'm only speaking to the 50 or so people that actually were interviewed at eBay, but one of the sellers that we interviewed at eBay Open will win the grand prize of a $500 gift card good for spending on eBay. We'll announce the winner next week on episode 53.
And that's this week's Buzz. Up next, we hear from eBay CEO Devin Wenig.
One of the reasons I really love when we come to eBay Open is we get a chance to talk to someone who otherwise he doesn't come by and visit the studio very often. He's our CEO, Devin Wenig. Hi, Devin.
Hi, Griff. Hi, everybody listening in. Not true. I come visit you all the time. You're just not there.
How convenient, Devin.
I come at times when you're not there.
Well, can you give me advance notice next time? You have to come by. We have a new studio.
I know.
Yeah, it's got a big window and everything.
We finally, 24 years later, gave Griff a window.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because I came in at way under budget.
I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah, I came way under budget. Anyway, you're here at eBay Open. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great day. So much energy here. Today was really an amazing day.
Yeah.
I'm a little fried because we've had so many activities and so many meetings, and it's like this giant celebration / meeting / everything, but it's been great today. Today was amazing.
Can somebody get Devin a drink?
Right, with an umbrella in it, if you don't mind.
Exactly. So there was a lot of announcements. You were up there on the main stage at 12 o'clock today.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that was announced. But before I get to that, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about where we've been since the beginning of the year to now. This is a tumultuous year for eBay. There's been so much going on.
It was early in the year. I think things have smoothed out. And we still have a lot of work to do, but you know, it's a year where we're trying to manage a number of different things. Some of them are really exciting and growth oriented. Some are things that we don't love that we just have to deal with, like internet sales tax. There's just so many things that are sort of happening, but I'm very proud of our team because the year started somewhat crazy, and the truth is I'm delighted now 7 months on with where we are. We've had 2 good quarters.
Yeah.
We're growing. We're scaling managed payments, which we said we would do. We're scaling promoted listings, which we said we would do. Things are pretty calm. And to me, in some ways, today was the cherry on top because we've been working under the covers quietly on a whole bunch of things that we haven't talked about. And today was like a big coming out party because we've been working really hard on things that I think our customers want and need. And it's hard to know that you're working on it but not be able to say anything. So today I really enjoyed and was delighted And the feedback I'm getting is, wow, where did all this stuff come from? It's like it emerged. Now, from here, we get to launch a lot of the things that we talked about today in the second half. We get to get a lot of it in sellers' hands before we lock down for holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We get to keep doing the things that we're doing and hopefully, you know, put some good growth up for our sellers in the second half. I'm excited. I mean, this was a real milestone event, this eBay Open, more than probably the last couple.
We announced changes to seller tools and seller protections. You know what everyone's buzzing about? I don't know if you've heard it. Image Clean.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's crazy for. I would have never guessed that would have been the one.
Yeah, this is my secret little project, which we were able to unsecret today.
And it's going to be available very quickly.
Yeah, I'm really excited by it. I think it could make a big impact on the way the site looks and feels.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I still hear is people go on the site and they're like, wow, like there's great stuff, but man, like it's still parts of it look a little flea markety.
Like 20 years ago.
A little bit, right? Yeah. And a lot of that is not the product, it's the pictures. And look, we want small sellers. We want sellers that sell an individual item and they don't have a professional studio. That's some of our best source of inventory. It's what buyers look for. But if we can have our cake and eat it too, have a tiny seller and a unique item, but also have a great picture, then that's a win for everybody. Nobody else does this. This is very innovative by us, and we've got this great computer vision team. I'd give us a B-, C-plus today. But that means it'll still be useful for quite a few use cases.
Yeah.
Sellers will choose. Yeah. Nobody is required to use it. No. So they'll only use it when it's an A+, and they won't use it when it's a C-.
Right, if they're already doing the good work, they're not going to want to resort to it. Right?
No, and if the product isn't perfect yet, and for a particular case it doesn't work, they won't use it.
Yeah.
So in some ways, it's like self-selecting. Sellers will choose it when it works. But what will happen over time, just like what happened with image search, is it'll get better quickly before your very eyes. It's sort of like you need people to use it to make it better.
Well, it's the machine learning.
Yeah, an example of that, just in very human terms, is it'll pop up and say, we think we improved your image. Do you want to choose it? If a seller chooses it, the machine will learn, I did good. This is working.
Right.
If a seller doesn't choose it, the machine will say, something's wrong here. Something's wrong with the image, and they'll check the image and say, oh, there's an artifact, or maybe something is wrong. The machines will get better and better. The tool will get better and better. More people will use it. That'll make it better. That's the way these AI flywheels work. It's a really simple thing, but if we can get it right, I think it'll be phenomenal for the site and for sellers.
I can't wait as a seller and as a buyer. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's just going to make it so easy.
I've been using it quietly, and I'm very, very critical about our own products, but I'm really jazzed by this. Yeah. This is a very cool one.
What else excited you today that you got up there to talk about?
The sexiest thing we announced was managed delivery, and we can come to that. But maybe the most important thing we announced was seller protections.
Yeah, there's a lot of reaction to that.
And we're listening. It's not always easy, and we're always trying to keep the site in balance. And what we don't want is to throw things so far in one direction that we end up hurting the consumer experience, which ultimately doesn't help sellers either.
Exactly.
If we don't have shoppers, it doesn't help sellers. Keeping the site in balance is always really important, and if I'm really honest, it's not always easy. But we've listened really carefully, and I'm a top-rated seller, and like I said on stage today, I know what the issues are. It's not that we don't know what the issues are. I've had buyers do things to me as a seller that I didn't feel good about. I said, really? I'm getting negative feedback for that? Why am I getting negative feedback for that?
Yeah.
And we've all had that. We get it, and we're listening. Today, we announced a whole bunch of seller protections. And as you grow your track record on eBay, we're going to give you more and more protection. And that's going to cost us maybe tens of millions of dollars, but I'm good with that. I really want sellers to feel like we have their back. And I want them to feel like, yeah, you know, commerce isn't easy. You got to work. Nothing's free. But eBay is fair, and eBay's got my back. And if people can say that, then I'll feel great about
I think they're
things.
Already starting to say it. I've heard the buzz already.
That's awesome. That makes me feel terrific. One of the things I said today is we're working to transform the marketplace, not to change its distinctiveness, not to change its humanness, not to change its quirkiness in some sense, but it does need to evolve. It's 2019. You can't say stuck in the past. We, a couple of years ago, talked about the catalog, and then last year we talked about payments, and today we talked about managed delivery. And managed delivery isn't going to be for everybody. It's not meant to be.
Yeah.
It's the type of thing for generally larger sellers who are selling multi-SKUs. Look, we've heard this feedback. Sellers have said, I don't like fulfilling through Amazon. I don't like fulfilling on my own. It's getting hard and it's complicated and expensive. And frankly, it's an administrative burden. I don't want to spend my time pick, packing, and shipping. I want to spend my time sourcing great stuff that buyers want to buy. So we've heard that, and we got to a point where we now think we've got a dynamite solution for sellers. And boy, we've had so many at this conference sign up to be in the early implementation of it. Protection and new tools and image cleanup and managed delivery. And we talked about giving sellers an easier time uploading aspects, item descriptions, which
that's
are
a big one.
Huge driver of sales. I feel in some ways like we gave birth today.
When you're talking about aspects, one of the things that sellers have been asking us to provide is some sort of search guidance for what people are looking for. You can't get better than this, because this shows you which aspects sellers are searching for. So you know, is blue or red more popular for this item? You can go out and source more accurately.
It's very cool. And I think what we find is that it's not that it's burdensome, and it's not that sellers don't want to do it. They just didn't know whether it was worth doing it.
Yeah.
If you're selling a dress, and maybe you did add on your own because you recognize that's needed, you added size and you added color. But you didn't realize that many buyers are searching for the style of dress, an A-line dress or a mini dress.
Right.
It's not that it's such a burden. It would take you 2 seconds to say it's a mini dress. It's just you didn't do it because you didn't know it matters. What now will be very, very plain is you should take the extra 1 minute and fill out 5 other attributes, because you're going to get 100,000 more searches. And that link between search demand and seller descriptions, I don't think any other site in the world has made the link that directly. I think that the new descriptions are going to come flooding in, because why wouldn't they? It's not burdensome. And if you want to sell, this is what you do. It's the number one thing you can do to sell your stuff. It's the number one thing that you can do to drive velocity. So that's a big one too.
We're a company that's leading again, and I love that.
I feel very good about today. I feel like we're innovating and we're on offense. And most important, you know, when I'm in this community, I really remember what the company is about. And I feel like we're listening and delivering. We had a list from the last year of things that our customers were telling us. There was a list. And we got to a lot of it. We haven't done it all yet. We haven't launched it yet. And, you know, we'll launch it. And some people say, oh, it's not exactly what I wanted. This is the real world. We have 182 million customers.
Yeah.
Can't always make every single one of them happy.
Yeah.
But we are listening to sellers. And our list of things we announced today was directly off of the list of things sellers have asked for. It's like we just checked off the list 1 through 10. And that's what we're doing. And I hope people love it. I hope they love it.
Any words of advice before we sign off for sellers?
Fill out your item attributes appropriate. Try managed delivery. Try the image cleanup. Use all the stuff that we're doing. Yeah. If it doesn't work for you, that's okay. But use it. We want to give you the tools to take control of your own destiny. So help us help you.
Devin, thanks again. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Devin Wenig is our CEO at eBay. You heard it directly from him. Don't go away. Join me in welcoming one of our favorite folks on the team here, Brian Burke. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Griff. Great to be here.
You know, before we launch into our first Better Know an eBay seller segment, could you share a few details about this week's seller?
Sure, would love to. This week's seller is more than words. The owner is Jody Rosenbaum, but she's going to be represented on the interview today by Makai Jordan, one of her employees, as well as Sean Newell, one of her employees. Folks are going to enjoy listening to the story about her and what she's done for foster youth in Massachusetts.
Thanks, Brian. I can't wait. Let's listen to their interview from eBay Open.
If you listen to our podcast with any regularity, you know that we've been promoting and talking about and asking people to submit their entries in for the Shine Award program, which is now, I believe, in its third or fourth year. And our next guests here in our podcast booth are the Shine Award finalists, More Than Words. And I asked them, and no, they're not going to sing the song, so don't ask. But
I can try.
Shawn, we're with Sean Newell and Makai Jordan. Sean, tell me what the business is. What is More Than Words?
So More Than Words is a nonprofit organization, actually. So we're a Schedule 501c3. We're a social enterprise, so we sell books online and in our bookstores back in Boston to support our program. So our program is young people are referred to us in the foster care system, court-involved homeless are out of school. We work with young people ages 16 to 24. They come to work on what the business is, which is a book-selling business,
right,
like I just said. And we sell, eBay is one of the platforms we sell on. So half of their job is to sell books in understand how to run a business. It's a 6 to 9 month job training program, and the other half is moving their life forward.
So Makai, this is not an easy category to sell in because there's so much doc, so much competition, and books tend to be long tail. What sets More Than Words apart from other sellers on eBay?
Me personally, I think it's our mission. I don't see anybody with a mission like ours, and that's one of the biggest reasons why we're here. And I just want to thank eBay, because without the platform, we wouldn't be able to do the work that we're doing for the youth out of the city of Boston. And we're hoping to also inspire other organizations to notice that, because the youth are the future of America. They're extremely important to our futures, of course, and I think that we should pay more attention to them.
What kind of books do you guys sell, Sean? Is it just everything?
It's everything. So it's all donation-based. So it's textbooks, fiction, nonfiction, runs the gamut. So we have about 66,000 on eBay listed right now, all different genres.
So Makai, if I'm on the eBay site and I find a listing from More Than Words, do you guys really actively promote your charitable cause on the page itself? And do you believe that helps drive traffic?
All the time. So when we put the receipts in the books, people will see that. And if they're interested enough, they will look up our website, mtwyouth.org, and they will see we all about. And then a lot of people who see that want to come and buy more from us because the mission is important and they know that.
Right, that was going to be my next question. Does this help drive more traffic? Do you get repeat buyers because of the promotion for the charity?
We do, yeah. So we're part of the eBay for Charity program as well. So 100% of the proceeds from those sales come back into the organization. So eBay does this wonderful thing where we get all of the listing fees and insertion fees credited back to us because we're a charity. Mm-hmm. And so when you go to our page or you go to our eBay store, ebay.com/mtwyouth, you'll see that blue and yellow ribbon right there that says we're part of the eBay for Charity program. So when they purchase something from us, it triggers them to, we get a lot of traffic on our own site because they're buying books from eBay.
Well, that's fantastic. Can I talk a little bit about operations with you?
Yeah. Sure.
Because I think, like I said in the beginning, books present their own challenge. They have to be stored. They tend to not sell right away.
Mm-hmm.
So what does your operations look like, Makai?
Oh man, that's a great question. Operations is something I specialize in a little bit. So at our sites, we have about 4 operations running per day. So we have the in-store operation, we have online operations, we have sort and scan, and then we also have the truck donations. So trucks go out and pick up books with youth, alongside youth all the time, and that's one operation. Then there's sort and scan, which means all the donations that come back, we scan them. The ones that we're going to put online, we put online. We go through and audit them to make sure what people are buying is actually what we said it is, whether it's condition and title.
Sure.
So that's the name of the game, is audit, 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 to make sure those.
I think something we struggle with in Boston, obviously, if you guys want to think about Boston, it's space. So on our second floor, we have, I was telling you, we have 135,000 listings in 2 locations out there in Boston.
Yeah.
And almost half the space is taken up by what you were saying, books.
How big are your spaces?
So in Boston, we had 10,000 square feet until last September, and we took over the first floor of that space. We had 22,000 square feet downtown Boston.
Downtown Boston, that's expensive real estate.
Yeah. We had a $7 million campaign that actually a lot of local donors in Boston came together to help us.
Can I ask exactly where? I know Boston pretty well.
Do you know the South End
of
Boston?
Yeah.
Do you know, you might know this, do you know where the Medieval Manor building was? It was right downtown by the old Boston Herald building.
Oh, yes, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, so we
so
have
that's
the first
building. You're in that building?
Yeah, we have the first 2 floors of that building.
Congratulations.
Yeah, the community is built up there quite a bit now, so as all of Boston has.
Where is your other location in Boston, McKay?
I was in Waltham.
What are some of the challenges that you face as a charity trying to sell online, Sean?
One of the challenges we face is, like Makai references a little bit before, but everything that we've learned here, everything that we understand here from the eBay Open, which there's incredible workshops, is that it's all about condition. It's all about it's all about understanding how you label that conditions, how you represent yourself on the marketplace. And when we're a job training program that's 6 to 12 months working with young people, it's helping them understand those skills fast to get that in that 12 months and to make sure they're making that, they understand the presence we have.
So Makai, there's in any category when you're selling, there's always the chance, especially the way you guys are sourcing inventory, that a real treasure could come your way.
Oh.
And do you have people that keep their eyes out for those so that you're not missing out, not selling something for less than it's worth, like a rare first edition autographed book? Does that happen at all?
No, not really.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
We get the books. I think the issue is that, like I was saying before in that job training program, I think we don't specialize. And we talked to a bunch of sellers here that do specialize in antiquarian. And we actually have another eBay seller that comes in and purchases them wholesale from us.
Oh, so at least you're getting some.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
I would hate to see the charity getting shortchanged because charities are coming through and not selling for what they're worth.
No, we get some really nice antiquarian first editions like you were talking about. He gives us a good price. He's a top seller on eBay as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with merchandise that's not moving? Warehouse space is really expensive. You don't want something to sit there for too long. Do you have a liquidation plan? And if so, what is that?
So we only keep inventory on our shelves for 60 days because we have 4 million books donated every single year. Mm-hmm. So to move that inventory and circulate that inventory super fast, it takes time. I mean, it takes, you have to be quick, and fresh inventory is the best. So we list it for 60 days. If it doesn't sell, we push it through another wholesale program. If that doesn't pick it up, then we ship it down per pound rate to sell to another buyer downstream.
Okay, so that keeps the shelves fresh.
Yeah. Even at 22,000 square feet, that sounds like a lot, but in Boston, when you're listing 100,000, 135,000 books, it's picked up real, real fast.
I'd love to visit your site sometime.
Oh, I would love definitely. To have you.
Okay,
down.
We'll come by sometime in the next year. Right. Before we close, Makai, there's a lot of folks that submit their stories for Shine Awards. You guys were accepted. You had a good story. I'm a seller, and I want to submit a story for next year's entries. What is your advice to a seller who is interested in trying to win the Shine Award Prize?
If you're trying to win the Shine Award Prize, my suggestion for any other seller is be passionate about what you're doing. It's going to take time. In any business, there's going to be falls. There's going to be ups, you know, downs. So just be passionate about it, because at the end of the day, when you're tired and you're ready to give up, that passion is what's going to give you that drive to keep going every day.
Words of wisdom. That's how I keep working. Well, I want to thank you both for stopping by. I hope you're enjoying eBay Open. We have one more day left. I hope you're looking forward to it. I know there's a Shine Award presentation coming later.
Today, yeah. So this has been a whirlwind for both of us. We never thought we'd have this experience. We thought the Shine Awards was a shot in the dark for us, for our organization, and we just randomly picked it and tried to apply for it. So to see this, put you on the spot a little bit, but Makai came through our program 6 to 12 months, and he is
fantastic.
He's transitioned to a manager at our sites now, and to, for you and for me both, I mean, to have this experience.
They're applauding for you.
They should be.
Well, I wish I could watch the presentations. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to watch it on tape later because we'll be recording. But best of luck to both of you, and I'd love to catch up with you next year and find out how the Shine Award has actually helped the charity be more successful.
Well, yes. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
I really appreciate your time.
We recorded our interview with Makai and Sean on the Wednesday of the eBay Open Week. The following day, during the closing ceremony on the big stage, it was announced that the eBay community had voted More Than Words as the grand prize Small Business of the Year. We here at eBay for Business want to offer our congratulations to Makai, Sean, and the whole team there, especially to More Than Words founder Jody Rosenbaum.
Hey, Alan, it's that time of the episode where we take seller questions and we do our best to answer them. Are you ready?
We'll try.
All right. So you want to read the first one?
Sure. Yeah, the first one came in from Little Square Farm. I just listened to this episode, and this is in relation to episode number 47. I just listened to this episode, and there was a question about downloading active listings. There was a long URL given for a tool eBay had developed, but the File Exchange app was never mentioned. I find it easy to use for importing and exporting active and sold listings. It can also be used to upload new listings, although the commands are a little fuzzy. Also, why are the resources so hard to get and have complicated URLs? Why doesn't eBay create an intuitive menu so it's not difficult to get around? I found that most of the info I need is here, but I find it extremely difficult to find.
Well, Little Square Farm, I think he's talking first. We mentioned something called MIP.
Which is
the merchant integration platform. And that is not linked off of the main. That's something you have to find separately. And he's right about File Exchange. We didn't mention that. And that's another option for downloading your listings. Mm-hmm. Into it saves it as an Excel spreadsheet. But when he says, why are these resources so hard to get to?
Yeah.
And why don't we have an intuitive menu so it's not difficult to get around? Well, you're in luck, Little Square Farm, because such a thing actually exists right now.
Yay.
Go to your Seller Hub overview page. And you scroll down to the bottom.
Okay, I'm going.
You'll see a box that says Seller Tools. You see it there, Alan? He's scrolling down now.
I see it.
And Seller Tools has all the available tools, including File Exchange. So you can access them right there. Now, I can ask the team if they want to include MIP there. But like I said in the last episode, we were talking about MIP in episode, I guess it was episode 47. Although any seller has access to it and can be used, because it's not an intuitive interface, it's not really intended as a seller tool to access at any time. You can, so it was never included there. But if you're interested in MIP, if you don't want to remember the long URL, for this one tool, just go to Google and type in eBay MIP, and the link will come right up.
Lovely.
But all those other tools that we offer, they're in your intuitive list, like a menu right there on the overview page of Seller Hub.
Yay.
We're glad we could help.
Go Seller Hub.
Now, I have a question I want to ask you, because this one flummoxed me when it came in, but you said you have the answer, and I'm dying to hear it, Alan.
All right.
So this is from Dance Sunshine 24, and it's from the podcast comments. And they ask, is there any way that when I'm listing and adding photos from my iPad Air 2, that the photos that I took last could show up first in my search? It takes me forever to get to the bottom of my photos where my newly taken pictures are located for my listings. I use recently taken pictures, but still have many, many, many in that folder too. Please help. That sounds pretty onerous.
Please help. Yeah.
What do you know about this? I have no idea.
I felt the same pain as Dance Sunshine 24. So I went to list something on eBay recently through the iPhone app. So I went to list something and went to my photo library and then was suddenly presented with photographs from 3 or 4 years ago.
What?
Yeah, and then I looked and I have about 10,000 photos in my album. So I had to scroll all the way down to the bottom.
No.
So my thumbs were really sore, as you
can imagine. That explains a lot.
It took a while.
Big bandages on both of them.
I did, yeah, just recovered. Good news is that this isn't intentional. We're not that mean. We don't want to make you scroll that much. It is a bug. I reached out to our mobile team at the time and said what's going on. And they said it is a bug we're working to fix. And it will be resolved in the next couple of weeks. What you'll need to do, actually, is you'll need to keep an eye on your App Store, on your iPad or on your iPhone. And when you spot any updates for the eBay app, make sure you install them. Typically, we update the app every 1 to 2 weeks, and that includes new enhancements, and it also includes bug fixes. So this will be an upcoming bug fix. As I said, keep an eye on the App Store, and as soon as you see updates for eBay, make sure you install it, and then we'll get your pictures reverted so the newest ones are at the top.
That must be so annoying.
Yeah, it's really, it puts a wall in front of you, because you have to then, should be intuitive, and a couple of clicks is a couple of minutes if you've got a lot of photos. So actually what Dan Sunshine 24 said is to go to your recent photos, because it brings up all of your albums. So your recent photos, I think, is maybe like last 7 or 30 days. So it's a smaller group of photos, right?
Oh, okay.
But if you go camera roll, that's as long as you have your device or as long as you have iCloud. So that could be, like me, I think 10 or 11,000 photos, and it takes a long time.
Well, eBay, fix this quick. No one
Please,
wants to scroll
eBay.
That much.
Yeah. No.
Shortly after we recorded this segment, literally just a few hours, our good friend Valerie emailed us from the product team to send us word that the update for this issue has gone live to the iOS eBay app. Hooray! To get the update, just update the app at the Apple Store, and that'll fix the photo issue.
All right, so why don't you read our last question for this week?
Yeah, hopefully I get the name right. The question came in from user ID Azaleas808.
Perfect.
I want to put an insert in some of the items that I ship that would reflect a coupon code for either the whole store or specific category books. I have researched this but have not found a good answer. Can this be done? Thanks.
Absolutely, it can be done. It's not quite a code like a set of numbers, but you can create a digital codeless coupon that you can provide to any buyer or anyone. They don't even have to be a buyer. And you customize it. So like you said, it could be for a single item or a category or all your items in your store, and you set the discount. And all you need to do is go to Seller Hub and then look for the tab that says marketing, and then scroll down and hit promotions. And when you're on the promotions page, you'll see a blue bar that says create a promotion. Click it and select codeless coupon. Once you're on that page, just follow the instructions. Now, you could technically print out that URL and provide it as a collateral in a package that you ship. If you wanted to, I know people do this, is if the codeless coupon looks a little too long, you can go to Bitly, URL shortener, and just make a short one that refers back to it, and then print that out. That's easier to type on the computer.
Nice.
These aren't like codes you have to enter, but either way, you still have to type numbers or a URL, so there's still some work involved. So this is eBay's digital codeless coupon that you can give to anyone to provide discounts.
Nice. Nice.
So I love having questions that we can answer.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we had three questions. We had the answers. I hope they were satisfactory.
We'd look silly if we didn't know the answers.
We'd look typical if we didn't know the answers. Well, I want to thank the three people that gave us questions. Little Square Farm, Dances, Sunshine 24, and Azaleas 808. If you want to send us a question, you can do that either through the comments on the particular episode. We have somebody who goes and looks for those. You can also submit it through podcast@ebay.com. That's our email address, podcast@ebay.com. Or you can actually call us at 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630. And yes, after 16 years, I have finally committed that number to memory.
Me too. I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
888-723-4630.
I think that's it for the show. It's time to move to the coda.
Do some outros.
Yeah, we're going to do what we call
Let's
the outro next.
Wrap it up.
And that's our show for this week. Alan, what's on for our next episode of the eBay for Business podcast?
We'll hear from eBay's Mohan Pat, who will talk about the new search experience for buyers. It nicely dovetails into the new features that Harry Temkin talked about at eBay Open.
We taped Mohan at eBay Open, and he has some interesting information about the new buyer experience as it relates to search, and it's something that every seller is going to want to hear. What else do we have?
We'll feature another eBay seller on our special series, Better Know an eBay Seller. Next week's seller is Clara Jean LaSalle, one of this year's 8 finalists for the eBay Shine Awards.
And we'll have Jen Deal back after a long hiatus with What's Hot for this month. And the topic of the next What's Hot is, now wait for it because it's interesting, tech and baby tech, weather preparedness, and football.
Tech babies and football. What an odd basket of topics.
Yeah.
What do you suppose it all means?
You know, I have no idea. We'll just have to wait and see how Jen ties them all together.
I can't wait. I have no doubt that Jen will do just that.
Yeah, she will. And now it's time for podcast housekeeping. If you want to join the fun here on eBay for Business, you can be a part of the show when you call us at 888-723-4630.
That's right. Call us at 888-723-4630. You can call a hotline any time of day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment, and we might just put it on the air.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you prefer. It's podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com. Alan.
What?
Let's make a special call out to two amazing sellers who we celebrated at our local eBay seller meetup last week.
Ah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yep.
Alan and Sherry Gilson have been the organizers for our own eBay seller meetup group for several years now.
Alan and Sherry are relocating to one of my favorite towns, Nashville, Tennessee, and they're doing so next month.
It's a long trip. I'll have to go out and see them. They've been fantastic eBay sellers and education specialists and mentors to a lot of folks around the Bay Area.
We wish both Alan and Sherry the very best for all their future endeavors, and we hope to visit them soon in Tennessee. Sherry, Alan, San Jose's loss is Nashville's gain. And speaking of Nashville, hey, you Nashville eBay sellers, keep an eye out for their new eBay seller meetup group and sign up as soon as you can. And if you're an eBay seller, new or seasoned, do yourself a big fat favor and attend a local eBay seller meetup in your area. At seller meetups, sellers share tips and stories and insights and news and sometimes a little kvetching. But hey, it's all in good fun. You can see meetups that are scheduled on our special eBay community page for meetups at www.ebay.com/meetups.
And don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay for Business and then make sure you jump over to the community chat from 1 to 2 Pacific, and that is at ebay.com/community chat.
Hey Alan, it's time.
Yes.
Grab that crank and let's roll out the credits.
Certainly. Head of Community, Mr. Brian Burke.
Executive Associate Segment Producer in absentia, who knows where he is, Doug Smith.
Marketing Strategist, Liz Austin.
My co-host par excellence, Alan Aisbitt.
Editor-in-Chief and host, Griff.
That's it for this week. Join us next week. eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.